I'm Ed Donahue. Ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appear uncertain. The two-week truce runs out tomorrow. Iran is still deciding whether to go to Pakistan. Vice President J.D. Vance is still in Washington. Jason Campbell with the Middle East Institute says there is instability around all this.
Then you have President Trump that very same day countering that with, the talks may not happen now for another day or two. And I think part of this is Iran is very adept at taking advantage of opportunities to strengthen their position. And I think they're sitting back now playing this game about whether they will or will not go to Islamabad, in part in reaction to the lack of straight messaging coming out of the White House.
President Trump is warning lots of bombs will start going off if there's no agreement before the ceasefire deadline. And Iran's chief negotiator said Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't been revealed. Sources tell the AP two Americans killed in a vehicle crash returning from a counter-drug operation in Mexico worked for the CIA. A gunman armed with an automatic weapon killed six people and injured at least 14 in a mass shooting in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, before he was shot and killed by police. A spike in gas prices due to the Iran war, now in its eighth week, resulted in a hefty 1.7% gain in retail sales in March. Federal Reserve Chair nominee Kevin Warsh has been before the Senate Banking Committee. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is on that committee.
We need a Fed chair who is independent. That's the only way we preserve the independence of the Federal Reserve.
President Trump plans to read a notable Bible passage in a live stream marathon. The passage is often quoted by those who believe America was founded as a Christian nation. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports Haverford, Pennsylvania High School's Leon Smith has been named the 2026 National Teacher of the Year.
I just feel tremendously privileged to be able to continue that legacy of outstanding educators.
His students describe him as inspirational, thoughtful, and kind. He describes himself as someone who sets high expectations while recognizing hidden talents. Smith teaches AP History and African American Studies and starts each day with a community building exercise to help his students settle in.
We want to make sure that our students see mirrors and windows, and ways that we can do that is to make sure that all students feel supported in the classroom.
In addition to taking students to the state capitol each year to engage with policymakers, Smith also coaches freshman basketball. Smith will spend a year promoting the pivotal role educators play in shaping the next generation.
You can make a true impact by being an educator.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.